Yeah, Jay, we're settled in again. Welcome to our studio, and thanks for coming down. Gosh, the history of the Cranbrook Colts, were going back to 1971. What's your idea, then? You'd like to get them all back together again?
Well, the idea, Dennis, it's evolved for about 4 or 5 years now, and what really, really got it moving was a player by the name of Ty Akagi. And Ty Akagi was a young guy who played minor hockey here. He was a stick boy for the Colts prior to playing for the Colts. And Ty went on to play in the BC Hockey League, and then he moved overseas to Japan, teaching English as a second language, and has stayed in the game. And he said to me about a year and a half ago, he said, Jay, we need to get the group back together. And the Kootenai Ice, with Matt Cockle and whatnot, they recognized the ice through John Clem and whatnot a couple of years ago at a home game. And that kind of gave Ty the kick to get it moving. And Ty got a hold of me 3 or 4 times over the last year, and he said, you know, COVID has kicked us right where it hurts. And he says, you know, when this thing breaks loose, I think we should get the guys together. And so that's how it all evolved.
So you're targeting for December if you can.
Well, understanding the protocols that we're faced and the challenges we're facing, we're going to try to hit December of 2021. And if we can't, we may have to move it into 2022.
Your story is very ground level as well. You were a rink rat with the Colts, and that's how you got interested in the whole thing, is
that
right?
Well, I did. I grew up in a small community outside of Cranbrook called Galloway, and I used to come to town with my parents, and the Colts were a big deal. And so I'd go down to the rink and ask the rink attendants if I could move the nets between periods, and they let me do it. And started playing minor hockey, and every kid who played minor hockey wanted to play for the Cranbrook Colts. And if they couldn't play for the Colts, you know, that was kind of an upsetting time. But we also had the Cranbrook Royals at the time, who for a lot of people, that was, you know, top-notch AHL style hockey. So yeah, I was very fortunate to play in a community where hockey was a big deal, and then even more fortunate to play for the team and ultimately go on and work for them.
You know, it's interesting because I think back, we'd had a gentleman that took three of us with minor hockey when I was in Creston up to watch some of the games, and I can just remember how loud it was. And it was playoff game, it was against Prince George one year, I want to say.
Yep.
And this is like the mid-70s. And you think now you've got to pay for a big scoreboard to make everybody yell. I'll never forget how just how loud it was in there.
Well, you know, there's just one quick story. We used to have quite a rivalry with the Columbia Valley Rockies. Eddie Mountain ran the club up there, and one side of the rink would yell "Tastes great," and the other side of the rink would yell "Less filling," because of the old Miller Lite commercials. And it was deafening, and we had a group that were huge to our success called the Dog Pound. Yeah. And the Dog Pound was a group of guys who sat in Section D, and they were there every night, and they got the crowd going, and it was just a remarkable atmosphere.
But these people listening, it doesn't just have to be the players. Can they, you know, if this COVID all breaks in December, they can all be included in this, can they not?
Absolutely. Volunteers were huge to our organization, Dennis, not only in the 70s, but the 80s, and then into the 90s. One guy I have to mention, was there's a lot of people that set the benchmark for us when this all began. And there was a guy by the name of Don DeBuscher who ran Don's Golf, which was where Crystal Glass is now. And Don's Golf was the place to go in the community. It was a service station, gas station. And Don's Golf logo was on the front of the crest of the Cranbrook Colts for years. And that was huge.
I was going to ask you who the Don was. Thank you. This is exactly what I wanted to know. We'll talk more about what you're trying to put together before we go. I do want to ask you, though, you went from the KIJHL to the Rocky Hockey League, and that league could draw crowds no matter where they were.
Yes.
Yeah, they do well with that, didn't they?
Yes.
Fernie Ghost Riders were in. Trail had a team in that.
Trail Smoke Eaters, Fernie Ghost Riders. There was a group of us who went town to town and kind of got things going again. Hockey, junior hockey particularly, was lagging in the late 1980s. Attendance was down. Players were going elsewhere. So we put a group together led by who I called the commissioner, Bronco Horvath. And Bronco had a group of myself, Noreen Spooner. We went town to town, and we got people going in Creston. We hooked up with the guys in Trail. We went to Kimberley and got the Haneys and the Sandersons and the Bowdens. We went into Fernie, got local lawyer George Magic. He started the Ghost Riders, and off we went.
Great. Good. Thank you. 1971, we're going to take it back to then. What would you like to put out there now to the public as far as getting a group together to go back and revisit the history of the Cranbrook Colts?
One of the things we want to do is we've got a Facebook page started now, Cranbrook Colts 50th anniversary, and one of the pictures on the page shows the 71-72 Colts, which in my opinion set the benchmark for not only the caliber of play what this team expected and this town expected, but it was also the group of volunteers behind it that set the benchmark for the volunteers. And so we talk about most valuable players and we talk about players who get league awards. We had volunteers that did the same thing. So they were recognized not only in the community, but the area for volunteerism. And they were led by guys like Dick Neal, Keith Dixon, Bob Faust, Dave Shunter. These guys all recognized that these kids needed a place to play, and they did.
Good luck with what you're doing, and we'll have this visit again. We'll probably do this every few weeks so we can keep up on it and keep track. Hello from Andy Oaks before we sign off and play the next song over at Okanagan Hockey School.
Hey,
today.
Andy.
Thank you, Jay Nelson, Cranbrook Colts, 1971. Check out the Facebook page.